Gabe, come here real quick. Fuck.
Hold on. Hey, one second. Let me just. I gotta take care of this. What's up, Kurt? What's going on?
Fucking look at Greg again. He's fucking rooting around in the poop hole of the porta potty.
You mean the homeless guy?
Yeah.
He's always trying to break into our porta potty.
Yeah.
And Greg.
Our time traveling porta potty.
And Greg, I love looking around for shit. Oh yeah. Oh,
Greg, Greg, we told you. If you want anything, you can knock on the door and we'll see about it. But this porta potty is not in use. The toilet's backed up. Apparently, you have to actually dump out the waste. I didn't know that was a thing. You have to dig like a trench or some shit. But Kurt, I think we have more important problems than just Greg right now. Do you mind if I talk to you on the side here?
Yeah, hold on. Let me kick Greg out. Get out, Greg.
You can't get man away from his shit forever. Whoa, dude.
Greg, right. Can you move your tent too? Like, I know we're living in Tent City right now because of, you know, the economy.
Yeah. But
can you just, I don't like having you right next to us. Your tent smells worse than our porta potty.
Whoa, man, don't have a cow.
Oh, shit. Okay. Hey, Kurt, so I remember how last episode we went to Tortuga in the 1690s and met pirates?
Yeah.
Previously on.
No, I completely forgot. Ooh.
Yeah, I know you're pretending. I know you're being sarcastic, but I know you forgot.
Yeah.
You've been drinking nonstop since then.
No, I've been drinking nonstop since I was like 15, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, since then, but either way, So I remember last episode we made some not very tasteful comments about the island of Haiti, which was true because it did smell like pussy.
It did.
And all the women were wearing name tags that said horror on them. It's not my fault that we showed up in a very shady part of town. But
actually, that was a nice part of town.
Oh, shit. Well, then. Either way, apparently Twitter got a hold of some of our words and we got threatened with a cancellation by the Social Justice Warriors.
Ugh.
And Disney, our parent company, as you all know.
Wait, we're owned by Disney. We're owned by Disney.
I'm sorry, what did you say? You were a consultant? An auditor?
A consultant.
Consultant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is Nicole. She's a... Yeah.
By the way, do not keep me waiting again because you only have two strikes.
I have two strikes? I didn't even know
that was the first one.
There's three strikes?
Mm-hmm. Wait, we're playing baseball?
So... Are we playing baseball?
No, soccer. Duh.
Oh, she's... So they sent us a funny one. You see how she made a joke?
Yeah.
I asked them to send someone who makes jokes, and...
Knock,
you know,
knock.
Oh, who's there?
Me, the consultant.
Oh, God. See, that's... I can't deal with these people, but either... Look, Nicole, I know that you guys told us that if we don't turn you around by the end of the episode, you're gonna shut us down and cancel our episode. Mm-hmm. Not in the sense of them actually canceling the show, but more in the sense of like canceling us as people.
Yeah.
Culture cancel.
Hey, but
culture cancel.
Yeah. Cult cancel. Yep. Can't do it. Yeah. We got this. You know what? I think.
Anyways.
What do we gotta do?
Yeah.
So you have to show me around because I heard you guys are racist. And anti-religion,
okay, well,
and anti-puppies.
That's fair. So, well, I don't think we're anti-puppies.
I'm sure you are, because, you know, I saw Kurt's Twitter this morning.
Kurt, what did you tweet this morning? Give me your phone.
I was having breakfast.
Okay, you're having breakfast. You got a spoonful of peanut butter.
Yeah.
And I'm watching the video right now. Hold on. What are you... Oh, oh, Jesus Christ. Where did you put...
I'm gonna pause right there.
Don't... is that...
Yeah.
Why did you put peanut butter all over your butt cheeks? And then the dog is licking it. Oh, yep, okay, that puppy is licking your butt cheeks.
Gabe, please don't judge me. I haven't felt the touch of a human being.
Don't skip those 5 seconds. They're very important.
They're very important. What happens at the end? Oh, my God! Oh, poor doggy! Poor doggy! You put cyanide in the peanut butter!
Yeah, and he got farted on.
You son of a bitch. Oh, well, I guess the farting was... Yeah, that is pretty bad, too, on top of killing the puppy.
The worst part was the fart.
Sauce. It's like a circumcision backwards.
So they graft skin onto your It's like if you were Jew, you're part of the synagogue, and then you decided to leave, and you take your yarmulke off, you throw it on the ground, you stomp on it, and you say, "Is this even real? No, yeah. This isn't real."
Have you heard of a yeshkamak?
What is that?
Box where they keep all your foreskin after they circumcise you, and the Jews, they're pretty good religion because they're like, hey, you don't want to be a Jew anymore, you don't have to. But you have to put your skin back on your dick.
They keep it in a giant silo.
No, a yamakushk. It's a...
Yeah, that's... Isn't that... No, it's a box. I've seen one of those when I was driving on the highway. It's like a giant silo, and they have what's it called? At the very bottom, they have a little hatch that they open. All the foreskin just comes out, and they got tags on it so they know whose is whose.
It's a real difficult process. But hey, guys, welcome to the show. This is a podcast, and we're called Gator Sauce. We do stuff talk, and you know what? I'm Kurt. You know, your host, your indomitable. I'm Kurt.
Abominable.
Bob Marley. Bob Jabob. I'm Kurt.
Hey, Kurt. I'm Gabe. I'm also a host on this here show. And today, we have a very special guest. That's the special guest horn.
Yeah.
Nicole, hey.
Hi, I'm Nicole.
Nicole, as we mentioned earlier, is here to audit the show. She's going to make sure that we don't break any of the internet's rules. And she's going to make sure we stay in line with the current culture out there. Because, we're trying to stay relevant. It's not even about censorship. It's about also trying to reach the listener and trying to reach all listeners. We don't want this to be just a show for disaffected 16-year-olds who don't have any friends and, want to feel like they can look up to someone, so they choose us.
So it's not about censorship.
It's about spreading a wide net.
It's not about censorship.
What's up?
It's not about censorship.
No. Revamping the system.
Oh, okay. So if it's not about censorship, then I can say this. Boop! Oh, damn.
No, Kurt.
You can't, Kurt. No, Jesus Kurt. Christ. Can we bleep that? That was the second strike?
Yep.
Holy shit, Kurt, goddammit, you wasted our second. Okay, how many strikes? So we have three. We have two, three strikes.
Yeah. But I can redeem you guys.
How many strikes are there?
Back.
Three.
There's three strikes, but we already wasted two of them, so we have one more left. Just don't say that word again. Can we say, how about this? Can I go
Which
through
word?
A list of words that we can say and then
don't say woo!
That was a weird bleep, but okay, I won't say that one. Okay. But I have a list here of words that I'm gonna say.
Mm-hmm.
This won't count if I say them, right? So are we allowed to say fuck?
Yeah, that's fine.
We're allowed to say bitch.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Shit.
Mm-hmm,
cunt.
Sure, yeah. Uh-huh.
We can say cunt.
Yeah, fur.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well,
hey, Kurt.
I got a couple on my list.
Okay,
Israel is an illegitimate country. Can we say that one?
Oh no! Don't say that one.
Don't say that one.
God damn.
Okay, how about
if you say that people are gonna think you're against puppies again, and we don't want that.
What about Palestine is a legitimate country? Are we allowed to say that?
Correct.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
What?
100%.
That's not
the Zionist movement. The Zionist movement is a farce.
100% correct.
Wow. So I guess it's just about how we spin it.
Yeah.
Is the way.
Don't
that
say
I'm
that.
Thinking.
Don't say that.
We can't say that.
No.
This is very complicated.
God damn. All right, I might need to get my lawyer.
Is this why everyone's getting canceled on Twitter? Because I don't think anyone knows these rules.
Yeah, there's kind of a secret code, and no one really knows it. We haven't released it.
What if I say Black Panther is my second favorite Marvel movie?
Let me check the database real quick. Ooh. Nope.
I can't say that? God damn it. How about...
You can say third or fourth.
I just can't say second because it's like a... Yeah. That's weird. That's so weird. Mm.
Well, this is a podcast, and we're gonna try this episode to be a little more family friendly, not pander to the what side are we not pandering to? Left?
We're
right?
not pandering to any side, right?
Oh,
we're 100% neutral, except when it comes to certain things. Then we're 100% on the correct side.
Yeah, I'm just here to make sure you guys have a baby pen so babies can play safely in the area.
What? We don't have
The physical space we record in has to have a safety regulations?
Do you guys
regulations?
Have enough toys for all the babies that are coming to
We don't even have children.
Do you know Oh my god. Okay, this is, I don't know what's going on with these rules. We have safety regulations.
We shit in a box to go to the future and or past.
There are no children here.
She's right though. She's right. Babies,
that's what babies do. And they relate to you guys.
A baby could accidentally come onto our porta potty and, I mean, Greg was breaking in there earlier. Who knows if a baby were to come in and try to take a shit and they end up in dinosaur times, just like that last guy in that last episode.
You gotta put baby protective gear on this.
We gotta put a fucking net or some shit around the...
No, we just gotta put a condom around it, dude. Fucking loopholes. So, hey guys, on this show, we do something called drinking beer. It's a pretty new fad, I've heard. Not a lot of people are doing it, but we're starting up again.
Yeah.
And we review these beers that we are doing the drinking of. And today, Gabe, can you introduce what we're doing for the beer? What is
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. This episode we're reviewing Dos Equis Lager Especial.
Dos Equis.
It's crafted in Mexico. Yes, it's a cerveza. Hey, you want one, Nicole?
Yeah, I'll take one.
Let me give you one. Maybe it'll loosen you up and you'll chill.
Yeah,
you'll
I don't know if the job will allow it, but...
It's okay. They probably don't even listen. You're the one in charge, right? Aren't you? Why are you listening to these guys?
Yeah, you're right. Let me take off my clothes.
Wait, no, that was really...
What?
She's butt naked. Jesus Christ.
Ew.
You have a lot of scars all over your... Kurt's gay, by the way. I don't think he's...
Sorry, I'll put my clothes
on. I'm 16, so I'm like, ooh, you know? But just, I don't even know what that was. Like, that's what a vagina looks like?
I'm wearing clothes under my clothes. What is wrong
with
you?
Then why do you have a picture
zipper.
Of a vagina on your panties?
Dude, that's a zipper. You fucking moron.
I thought that's what it's like a Sarlacc pit.
Have you never seen a zipper?
I've seen a zipper, but I
don't
never...
Don't you have a zipper on your own pants?
Do I have a... Oh my god, I have a vagina!
Oh, Cyberpunk 2077.
Hey, this beer is pretty good.
Yeah, it's honestly probably my favorite of all the, like, quote-unquote cervezas out there. Like, mm-hmm. It ranks higher than Modelo.
Yeah, for sure.
Sol's pretty close. Modelo. I'd say I like Sol pretty well, but Dos Equis is pretty good. I mean, it's, you know, we're not... Sometimes we, like, you know, review regular beers. I would say that Dos Equis falls under not, like, a craft beer or, like... Some weird, wacky, kooky beer from Westheimfall, Germany, or whatever. This is from just Mexico. It's a normal beer, and it means two X's. And it's pretty
just
good.
Mexico. That's about to be the third strike.
Just
you
Mexico.
Just Mexico? You mean it comes from the esteemed country of the sovereign nation of Mexico?
Moctezuma, to be correct or proper.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has a little Aztec dude in the X in the middle of the X's.
Does it? Oh, I didn't see that. Does that mean it's like we're like worshiping this god every time we drink this beer?
Yeah, we're
I don't think my religion allows for that.
We're sacrificing babies so we could see the sunrise tomorrow. Or puppies in my case.
That sounds pretty family friendly.
Hey, Nicole, what do you think of this beer?
Well, tell me how it's different than a Corona, really.
It's like, I think it's richer, a little bit richer than a Corona. I think Coronas are very, like, flat and watery.
And doesn't smell like farts.
Got a little bit more flavor. I feel like they could have been more original with the packaging.
You think the I mean, it's I like it. It's a little...
It's a
Mexican Heineken.
It's a Mexican Heineken. I was about to say that. You know?
Oh, yeah, I see that.
You know?
But, yeah. It's a pretty good beer. I am enjoying it. Hey, Kurt.
Hey,
we still have that plumbing issue with
Gabe, with
the porta potty time machine.
Oh, yeah. All right, we gotta get Greg back in here. You know, Greg, for being a homeless guy, he actually has a master's degree in plumbing and engineering.
Hey, Nicole, wait. Before we call, do you know anything about plumbing?
Yeah, I'm a master plumber in my past life.
You're a master plumber?
Well,
in your past life?
Yeah.
You're one of those reincarnation people.
Yeah. You know, it happens to all.
Can we say one of those? Like, one of those people? Wait,
am I allowed to say one of those?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's totally fine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought I was being woke. Okay. All right. Yeah, you're one of those people.
Kurt, calm down with your fucking, with your hypersensitivity and your cancel
culture.
Yeah,
we're not part of that. We just had a beer.
It's called hyper...
We're chill now.
It's called hypertension. And I'm sorry, it's congenital.
But, enough about the genitals. Hey... How do we fix our plumbing in this time machine?
So, you take a wrench.
Uh-huh.
And you go, wee, wee,
oh, whoa.
Wee, wee.
And it's, oh wow, it's actually lighting up. It's working.
Wow, she didn't even touch the toilet. She just kind of did it above it. Wow.
Sheila, that's like magic. Yeah, that's the kind of shit that I learned in Hogwarts.
If you've been a plumber for 2 lifetimes, you can do this.
Wow.
For 2 lifetimes. 2 lifetimes. So you've had 2 reincarnation periods where you've been a plumber.
Yep.
Wow.
A master plumber. I said that.
Master plumber. You know, I was also a master of something.
You guys want to see my license?
Oh, you have a license?
Yeah. I'll bring it out here.
You have a license? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Whoa, that's huge. That's like a plaque.
That's huge. Yeah.
In my pocket.
In your pocket.
And it says...
Now feminists have extra large pockets.
Oh.
Well, that, yeah.
Oh, because
Because purses are racist or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. 100%.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
But, hey, we can time travel now.
Yeah.
So,
when do you want to go? When do you want to go? Not where do you want to go? Am I right?
She really liked that joke. Hey. okay. Woo! Guys, come on. Mm. Guys, reel it in. Reel it in.
Sorry.
We need to pick a good place. We need to pick You're actually reeling it in.
I caught a fish.
You caught a fish. Holy shit.
Oh, wait. Don't eat it, please.
That is huge.
Throw it back. That's from the hobo shit. Lake.
That's from the plumber.
Yeah, the hobo
that
lake.
She just pulled that out of that. I didn't even know there were fish that big in that lake. That's huge. Yep. That's like, are you a master fisher? Or
Let me take out my other plaque.
Whoa! Oh, it says giant fish. Let me press this button. It sings.
Ooh, I'm a fisher. I'm a fisher.
Wow, that's a cool. Fisher. It's one of those fish plaques. That,
wow,
nice.
Her official title is Master Baiter.
Ah. Huh.
That's not a joke. That's what it says.
Is it really? Wow. Oh, it does say Master Baiter.
I don't want to tell you guys my past life about that one.
Oh, so you have another plaque for that.
Okay, so like, where are we going then? Gabe, do you have any ideas?
Do you have a certain place that you want to go to? Any period that you like? How about this? Have you seen any shows recently or any kind of video game you've played where you're like, I want to go there?
How about this? I'm going to write every person's name in a box and you have to pick it out.
Out of this, I have to pick every person's name?
Yeah, of the time period that we can go to.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Fuck.
Yeah, all every right. time period ever.
You wrote so you of everybody's name,
and that was really fast, really fast penmanship. Really fast.
Do you want me to take out the other plaque?
No, I think I'm all settled with plaques.
I'm good on the plaques.
Okay,
yeah. Okay, let's see. I got we got Jack the Ripper.
That's not child friendly.
You don't like that one? Yeah. You don't think that's child friendly?
No.
All right, let me pick another one. That's we got. Victorian era. You just wrote Victorian era. Oh, you know.
That's my friend Victoria from the era of last week.
Oh, wait.
Both. That was Jack the Ripper. That was the same thing.
Wait, Queen Victoria? Okay. No one's talking about Queen Victoria. Fucking what? Okay. All right. Do you guys want me to dial everything in? I gotta.
Yeah.
You guys can stay in, but I gotta take the shit real quick. You know, to power us up.
Yeah, we'll just stay out here. We'll keep the podcast running while you go take a shit.
All right.
Hey, so Nicole, how did you get this job?
Well, you know, I went on Zillow.com.
The apartment.
Yes.
Uh huh. You for apartment? You're applying to rent out a space in the Disney World.
Yeah. So if you leave Disney World.
Uh huh.
You actually become hired.
Really? Mm-hmm. You lived in Disney World?
Yeah.
Which ride?
All right, we're good.
Spider-Man.
I think that's Universal.
All right. We're good.
Unless it's new. It could be new. I haven't been to Disney in a while.
All right, we're good.
Oh, we're good? We poop? You poop?
Yep. Okay. I'm typing in the coordinates now.
All right.
All right, we're good. Everybody ready?
Yeah. Let's do this.
And...
Whoa, shit.
Oh, sorry, guys. I just
have that. Guys, be quiet. Let the time machine just do its thing. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Why is
everyone trying to make mouth noises? Hey, so this episode is actually brought to you by a local business here in 19th century London. I believe it's an Irish business, actually. We have one of the co-founders of this business here.
Hello there. My name's
James Miguel, but you can call me Jimbo, my friend Gabe.
Jimbo. Hey, Jimbo. So you run a potato business, right?
Correct. We run a cash for potatoes business. You know, you give
cash
us your...
Cash for potatoes.
You give us your cash and we sell you a potato right into your hands. Right into your dirty, filthy Northern Irish hands. I'm sorry.
So it's kind of like a pawn situation where you bring in your gold, you bring in your dollars, and then you convert it magically into. Oh, I don't want to say magically because that might lend itself to some stereotypes, but you turn it into some potatoes, correct?
That's correct. So what you do is you give us your money, we turn it into potatoes. Actually, we literally turn it into potatoes. We take your gold, we put it into a press, and we do some alchemy with it. Northern Ireland called us shitbags, but then Southern Ireland, or just regular Ireland, as we like to call it, called us, the Ireland Times, said that we are the Irish alchemists. And what we do is we take our gold and alchemize it straight into potatoes.
Isn't that reverse alchemy, though?
Your mom's reverse alchemy, am I right? Hey-ho, you cheeky cunt.
You're giving us a lot of money, so yes, my mom is definitely anti-reverse alchemy.
We have plenty of potatoes. Lots of potatoes to be converted.
All kinds of potatoes.
All kinds of potatoes.
I have here a list. You have golden potatoes, you have silver potatoes, you have bronze potatoes. You have three types of potatoes, it says here.
Well, we also have russet, but you have to ask for that specially. And maybe Yukon if we're really feeling good about it. And those little purple ones... Sometimes we get those on special order from the fridge faggots down there in France.
Oh, wow. Well, okay, hold on. We're trying to be a little PC this episode, so let's tone that down.
What do you mean PC? Do you mean...
Oh, you meant... You
potato?
Meant, you meant...
potato cow?
You meant, like...
That her name's I Bessie. She walks around our fields and plows up our potato fields. Our PC. Our potato cow.
Yes. Well, hey, guys. Check out... what was the name of your business again?
I'm not quite sure, but I believe it was Cash for Potatoes.
Cash for Potatoes. Cash, the number 4 potatoes. And you go in there, they give you, they turn your money into potatoes, and they got all kinds of potatoes there. You guys know what French fries are yet?
Well, yeah, I don't know what a French fry is. I don't care what a French fry is. You said the word France, and I think you're a big old queer bag.
Okay, you're dropping a lot of slurs. I'm going to have to cut that one short. Hey, guys, check this out. It's potatoes for gold or gold for golds and potatoes. It's this Irish business.
You can't
check
even,
it out. They're located at...
The fucking fairy can't even get our goddamn slogan right. It's cash for potatoes.
Okay, come on. All right.
You fucking queer
I'm the fairy. I'm the fairy. It says you guys are located at 134 End of the Rainbow Road. So, I mean, that's kind of... I don't know if that's an Irish stereotype or if that's a gay thing, but...
No, there's always a permanent rainbow right underneath our place of business. Come on down. We won't fuck you or screw you over. Have some potatoes.
Nah, okay. They're homophobic, so just keep that in mind. Whoa, okay. Wow, there's horses everywhere. And this place actually smells... It smells a lot like the pirate place, to be honest. If I could, you know,
a little bit like period.
It does smell. I was gonna say.
Wait, does that just smell like blood, or is like there a different smell between like period and just regular blood?
If you smelled period before, you'll know.
I assume it just smells like intestines mixed with blood.
I don't know if I'd know. Wait, how would I know? I don't know. What?
Well, in my house, we have a tradition of every month. Whenever it's one, like I said, I have like 7 sisters, and whenever it's their time of the month, which usually they're off sync, so like it's almost every day.
That's
at least the first
how I
half.
Know you're lying.
What?
If a woman lives with another woman, they're on sync.
No, we call them domestic partners.
Science.
Well, so many things to say there. In sync jokes. At my house actually we have this genital disease that it's not a congenital disease, but so they're not on sync. But they have this tradition where whenever a woman is on her period, we have to present it to the man of the house. And it's pretty much to show, like, submission.
It's a worldwide tradition.
It is? Where? Is it, like, a popular thing now?
Yeah, very popular.
Yeah, it's a trend.
Is it, like, on TikTok? It's a TikTok
it's
thing.
It's a TikTok thing.
Yeah.
I don't do TikTok, so I'm always not on this stuff.
Well.
So... Kurt, I was thinking also, by the way, I mean, I know this is not relevant to the Victorian era London that we just popped into, but we should do a TikTok at some point.
TikTok. Can we do a TikTok of me making fun of this Irish man right here?
There's an Irish man right here? Yeah, oh, look. Is this guy?
Look at him. He's so short and.
Oh my god. He's. Oh, don't you let me go! Don't touch me! Don't touch me gold!
Why is he holding potatoes and thinking it's gold?
It's me gold! It's not a potato! A potato is worth less than gold!
Should someone tell him?
Munch, munch!
He ate the potato!
And then I fart out and a then rainbow! I do a Fortnite dance.
He just farted out a rainbow and flew away.
Yeah, look at that. That's great. Look,
I
that'd be.
My Irish friends do that.
But yeah, this place smells like period blood, and it's not great. It's very foggy too, like
a lot
very
of coal. There's piles of coal lying around. Yeah. There's like an orphan playing in some coal.
I'm not an orphan. I have a mom and dad.
Well, you're an orphan to me.
Well, no. That no, I think his mom and dad just got shot.
Oh no, yeah, no. His mom got shot. His dad just died of black lung, and then got shot. Jesus Christ, this place is brutal, man.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we get. We're time traveling. It's not always going to be safe. It's not, and I got to tell you, Nicole, I know that, again, we're trying to make this more family friendly. We're trying to make it more PC, and I'm not talking about the nerd shit that Kirk's into. I'm talking about this is time traveling. So it's going to get a little rocky. We're going to go to places where people say things that we might not agree with.
Hello?
We're going to see kids dying and parents getting shot.
Oh, shit, there's a guy. Oh, he wants to say, hello, my name's Rocky. Did you mention my name? They call me Rocky.
Your name is Rocky.
My name's Rocky. I work out in the yard. And I do the what you ever. And the year, whatever. Did.
Wow.
Was that.
That couldn't. Did you understand a single word he was saying?
I got a few things. I heard that, you know, I like potatoes, and this kid is not an orphan.
Jim, don't know what I'm
doing. Do you have a portable playpen? Because I could use one. That's all I heard.
Portable playpen?
Are you kidding my chummy chum chum kitty bop blip blip bop shibble dorb
dope? Oh, now he's asking, can I have put a titty in my mouth?
You want to. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's not how we talk to women.
Hey, so man. I don't.
You guys just earned a checkpoint.
We lost one of our strikes?
Yes. You have two now.
Wait, because we got a guy to ask for a titty in his. Hey, cool. Are we going to give him a titty?
No, the guy asked for the titty, and we didn't allow him. That's the PC. Kurt, it's the opposite. Oh, it's the opposite lesson, Kurt. Oh.
Excuse me.
We defended women's. Hey, please. He does it. He's learning. Okay. But we got one strike removed, so we got two left.
All right.
So we're good.
Hey, so Gabe.
We're not canceled.
What is this? Yeah. What is this thing that we're doing? I think it's called a Voxcast.
No, it's a bot. It's a podcast.
A Voxcast? Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah.
A treasure chest?
What are we doing this here podcast, my boy?
Well, like I said, we review beers, but we also do this thing called pop culture news, which is we go on our Twitter feed, which is once again connected to the Twitter feed from 2020. So we're up to date on all the news, Nicole.
Job.
We're trying to keep up to date with the kids and, you know, the TikToks and whatnot. But, we could pull up our feed and we just go through the news that happened this week. All the great things and all the bad things and all the new things and all the old things because, you know, this is a bi-weekly podcast.
So usually. Who do you ignore?
Who do I ignore?
On Twitter. This is a key question.
You mean who do I have blocked?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have Ben Shapiro blocked.
Okay.
That's okay. That's a good thing, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's the thing. I have Hillary Clinton blocked. But let me tell you why. Mm-hmm. I have her blocked because of that one time she made that joke that said Pokemon go to the polls.
Oh.
Yeah. That was like the last straw for me. It was like at the peak of the 2016 election and that just didn't work. But yeah, let me pull up some stories here. We got this week we had a huge announcement from Disney. They're doing a thing where they're making a bunch of shows for a bunch of different characters. They announced like 17 or like 20 different shows.
Yeah, I guess we'll start off with the Star Wars news. Yeah, we have a whole list of thingamajigs, like we're having characters.
It's not even just Star Wars, dude. It's Star Wars. It's Marvel. It's everything.
Wow.
It's Disney princesses.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I can actually.
Disney princesses.
Yeah, they announced a. Oh, you like that one?
Yeah, I like that one.
Wow, that's not a stereotype. That's not because you're a woman.
Are you okay? Do you have Corona? Are you wearing a mask?
Oh, he's a black loop. It's a black loop, my lungs are all bad from the train.
Oh, it's that is.
Oh,
it's Rocky. Fucking hell. Rocky, fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off, mate. Cheerio, cunt, bitch. slap titty butt chicken.
But we have, Jesus Christ, are we allowed to say slap titty butt?
Yeah, of course.
You can say slap titty butt?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wow. I thought that was going to be the one.
Yeah.
But we have Ahsoka Tano show that they announced, which I guess, like, she showed up for one episode in The Mandalorian.
So, yeah, you know, you get your own show now.
Yeah, it's Rosario Dawson in The Mandalorian. They announced an Obi-Wan Kenobi show. They did the
say that three times fast.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. They announced an Obi-Wan Kenobi show. They announced an Obi-Wan Kenobi show. They announced an Obi-Wan Kenobi show. That wasn't that hard. Do we get a strike removed?
You get a star.
You get a star? What
a
does that
sticker.
Mean? I get a sticker? Is this mean anything? Or is it just...
It's just nice, you know. That's what people like. Stickers.
I mean, I do feel a little bit better,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, exactly.
I hear that Hayden Christensen's coming back for the Obi-Wan show. Or like,
yeah.
He's returning to the universe as Darth Vader. Which is kind
yep,
of...
Yep, he's coming back.
It's apropos because the actual actor for Darth Vader died recently. So, you know.
Speaking of Poe, isn't Edgar Allan Poe around? We could probably find out
he's
a live reading of the Raven.
He's in America.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
We're in London?
Mm-hmm.
Right now? That makes sense. That explains all the accents.
Yeah,
I don't
buddy.
Think we even specified that. Good thing we... I guess
so
when we put in Queen Victoria...
Irish people in London?
Well, I'm setting this an Irish convention or some shit going on. We really only saw one Irish guy. And he was... I'm pretty sure he was a leprechaun.
I'm pretty sure he wasn't real, to be honest with you.
You think we were just all having a vision?
Yeah.
These dois echos.
Hey, speaking of visions, Star Wars Visions is a show that they announced.
What's that going to be about?
It says... It's an anthology show, and it's, I think it's like a, they try to, it's like Marvel's, What If?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where they do different, yeah, it's like an anime version of Star Wars.
Okay.
Where they, like, each episode is an anthology, and it takes place in with different characters and a different surrounding, but they're all anime.
Surprisingly,
very interesting.
A lot of the current lore that's going on in the actual Star Wars universe came from the original Visions, like, comic books back in the day. Like,
really?
The whole Darth Maul coming back with the cyborg legs, that was a Visions thing. So,
well, they also announced Lando, which is Lando Calrissian. I'm assuming Donald Glover is coming back for that, so that's...
At least it's not Donald Trump, am I right?
You mean Childish Gambino?
I'm sorry?
You mean Childish Gambino?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Oh, it's his twin, never mind.
Then we got Marvel. They announced that... they showed the first trailer for Loki.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It looks like Loki's doing some Men in Black shit. They got a What If trailer. We got Hawkeye. I think it's like officially announced maybe for the first time.
Yeah, with his
She-Hulk,
dog.
They mentioned She-Hulk.
Is She-Hulk just Hulk but female?
Pretty much. She's,
yeah.
She's the Hulk's cousin.
I'd like...
She's literally the Hulk's cousin.
I would like to defend it more, but like, no. It's just fucking Woman Hulk. That's it.
Oh, you guys...
I'm excited.
Rephrase that.
I think I'm excited for it because they got some good actors in there, and I think the Abomination's coming back, and General Ross might be coming back, and Mark Ruffalo might even have... So they got enough guys in there where I think,
Hulk?
And think in the comics, She-Hulk is like Deadpool, where she like breaks the fourth wall a lot, so there's going to be that aspect to it.
Hulk plus woman equal She-Hulk.
You're so good at math.
I know. That was good.
Yeah, you put it into math, like, it's immediately PC. Got it, guys.
I was sweating on that one. I'm drenched right now.
So,
let's
return to Star Wars real quick. So... Recently, we got introduced to Boba Fett in The Mandalorian. As I should say, Boba Fett, more like Boba Fat. Am I right, guys?
Hey, isn't that fat shaming? I thought that would be like fat shaming.
You're fucking fat shaming. Shut up.
She's had one beer. She's not even. She took like three sips from that beer, and I think she's drunk.
Excuse me. Is that a way to address the female?
How many fingers am I holding up?
18.
That's
by
not even.
By the way, Gabe is just doing jazz hands. So.
I was purposefully like waving my hands just to mess with her.
That's
but,
why I saw 18.
But the fact that you didn't notice that is proof enough.
How many proofs are these?
Oh god! Oh no!
So
this is 4.2% alcohol. So that's 0.04 proof. Maybe is that
did
how
math?
Works?
Too?
I don't think that's Woo! How. I don't think that's it. I think it's more than that.
So did you guys see the new Mandalorian episode with wide chick. What's her name? Dune?
Gina Carano.
Wide
Dune?
Chick?
From Deadpool.
The
Doom?
Yeah, Dune. Marshall
Is that
Dune.
Her name?
Marshall Dune.
Oh. Yeah,
so,
Gina Carano.
She looks like a video game.
Dude, yeah, she looks so wide. I can't. Every time I see her on the screen, I'm like, why are you so wide? You're like, just. Like, it's. It'd be improper to say thick. She's just wide, and I don't think it's like. She's
well,
built
she's
different.
A big. She's, you know, she.
I think thick is a good thing.
I think,
know?
Isn't she like a wrestler or a UFC person? I'm pretty sure she's like. I'm pretty sure she was like a UFC fighter or something. So she's big, you know? She works out. She gets them calories in. She gets that bulk up. It's just because she's a woman. And look, hey, I think we should get another check mark removed for this, but another strike removed because I'm defending. I think that she get bigger, woman. You know?
No,
let's do it.
Okay. Yep. And hey,
Kim Kardashian makes that size skins now, so it's okay.
Yeah. Extra large. Extra large.
We saw Mandalorian.
Buy Skims. Skims.com.
Skins.
Wait, is this are you sponsored by Skins? Are you sponsored by the Kardashians?
Well, I'm just literally in love with them. So.
Kardashians.
We cover pop culture news, but not that type of pop culture news.
You guys want the pop culture news from the Kim Kardashians? I got you.
Gatorsauce.female.com. Well, hey, part of the Disney announcement was that they have a new deal with the Kardashians and that they're all getting new shows on Hulu. That's not even a joke.
I want to.
So that is part of the announcement.
I want to talk about Star Wars.
Well, okay, Kurt, let's talk about Star Wars.
Hey,
so we got
Bill
Grogu
Burr.
Was captured last episode.
Yeah, and then now we have Bill Burr and Boba Fett's new armor, which looks fucking tight, and Slave One, and explosions, and Rididium, and Star Wars, and laser blasts, and wide chick, and oh my god, I'm so excited!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what's his name? I like how Bill Burr was just got fed up with the guy who killed Batman's parents and just shot him right in the chest.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that I didn't see that one coming. Because he seemed like an Empire enthusiast or something like that. But, you know, it was nice mm-hmm. to see. Also, all we need now is, like, the rest of the cast for Breaking Bad. And then we'll just have Breaking Bad and Star Wars. We got Bill Burr.
Yeah, I was thinking. We have Giancarlo Esposito. As the villain, just gotta bring back Bryan Cranston. And
Jesse.
That's three of them. That's enough.
Yep.
Just Bryan Cranston.
Okay, just Bryan Cranston.
Which sometimes when I mention actors' names, I have to remind myself whether or not they already exist in the Star Wars universe. Because now they're hiring everybody to play things. It's becoming like Marvel, where everyone's part of Star Wars now.
Do you think they're hire us?
No.
Wait, aren't you part? You should know this. You're the Disney person.
I know, it was a rhetorical question. I was going to answer it.
What, do you think they'll hire us?
Yes, we're on Star Wars right now.
Oh my god, look, it's Jar Jar Binks. Wait,
I'm reading I'm finishing the article here. It says, yeah, we got Gator Sauce Star Wars show coming. Wow. Holy shit.
Oh no, wait, that wasn't
this
Jar Jar Binks.
You guys thought this was an audit? Welcome to Star Wars.
This is an audit. Oh, I covered part of the word. It didn't say audit. It said audition.
Yep, we're auditioning in Victorian England. And by the way, guys, that wasn't Jar Jar. That was a nun.
How was a nun?
Missa, Missa, the Lord is the best I had.
So we're trying a new thing. We're bringing Star Wars back in time. Since you guys are the first people to time travel.
Wait, that makes sense. Because we got the time machine in 2020, before the time machine was invented. Meaning we probably are the first people to time travel.
My brain thinky too hard.
Yeah, wow, that's big. So we're going to be part of Star Wars. I'm very excited to
That's exciting, yeah.
Learn more about that.
And I'm not the government trying to steal your time machine.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you
Star
That sounded
Wars, Star
That
Wars.
Sounded like a setup for something. Okay.
Yep.
Star Wars.
Actually, we need to move on to Marvel news now. We got a big It's more of an update than it is anything else, but we have an update confirming that Tobey Maguire...
It's a confirmation.
Tobey Maguire, Garfield, and Stefani are all going to be... Jim Davis, they're all going to be in the new Spider-Man. I'm very excited about
that. And Kirsten Dunst hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all, yeah, so we got confirmation that they're bringing back Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire, Kirsten Dunst, not Kristen, it's not Kristen Dunst.
Where's the I?
The I is before the R. It's Kirsten. Kirsten Dunst.
As they always say, I before R, but not always true if it's Kristen.
Yeah, it is true. If it's, you mean Kirsten. Kristen.
Yeah, I don't think that follows grammatical rules.
Grammar's for chumps.
Well, either way, I'm excited. I mean, I wonder how they're going to explain that Emma Stone is back as Gwen Stacy. Like, because, spoiler alert for The Amazing Spider-Man 2, the movie that came out in 2014.
She breaks her back.
She breaks her back in a car accident.
And then she breaks her neck, her back, and her pussy and her.
She was twerking too hard.
I thought she was bungee jumping.
Nah.
Wow. But, yeah, they're bringing her back. Oh, yeah, she tried to do that stunt for Mission Impossible, but she did it wrong.
Turking while bungee jumping.
Turking while.
Oh shit!
Consensus.
Gabe, I did get a chance to play something new, video game wise. We got that. We got that Cyberpunk 2077 that finally fucking came out.
And how, Kurt? Actually, Nicole, can I talk to you on the side here?
Yeah.
This is, Kurt. Go play with that street urchin over there. They're like tossing a ball or something like that. Hey, so, look, I know he's about a nerd out, and I know this is like, you're from Disney, so you're like, you're at the top of the chain.
Why are you talking to me like I'm your friend?
Because I'm trying to set this up so that you don't get too overwhelmed with the amount of nerdiness that's about to occur. But Kurt's been looking forward to this game for like, what, like 8 years, I think, since they announced it. So this is going to be a big deal. You just played it for the first time. I just need you to bear with me.
Should
it's going
to
get a little... You have chill pills?
Yeah, I heard you guys do.
Well, not officially. Is this like, can we like,
down.
Under the table?
Yeah.
Can we find, okay, just let me slide it to you under the table.
Tastes good.
Oh, wow, you sound chill already. So, hey, Kurt, yeah, we got Cyberpunk 2077 just came out.
Oh, boy.
Hey, okay, yeah.
It's every,
how do you feel about it, man?
Let's get the negatives out of the way. It's buggy as shit. I was riding my car one time. My car like transported across half of the map because it hit a post. You know, sometimes the character's mouse just won't move while they're talking. Occasionally people just glitch through things. But you know what? Who cares? It's a game about hacking and shit. But it's fucking everything I dreamed about. It's Deus Ex plus Blade Runner plus Dread plus that other thing that's Cyberpunk. I fucking love it. It's immersive.
So this, I might need another chip because this is too much for me, bro.
Yeah, I was telling you, he's a little excited. It's okay. Hey, Kurt, you're doing all right, man. Hey, you're excited for this game. You deserve this.
Hey, fuck off! I saw you bought a copy of it too, so you can suck my balls.
Hey, I did buy a copy. I did buy a copy of Cyberpunk.
Hypocrite.
We're gonna talk a little bit about it more next week because I still have to play it.
It's all about Gabe.
Yeah, we're delaying this review because of your slow ass.
Hey, come on, man! It just came out. It came out like 2 days before we started.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ignoramus. There we go. Got him.
Is that correct?
Correct.
That's okay.
Hell yeah,
well,
brother.
Hey, one more piece of news that I have is, unless you have anything else.
Oh yeah, Cyberpunk is great. Love it. I give it huge amounts of stars. Only problem is the bugs. Go play it. It's worth it.
What kind of bugs?
You know, like
termites.
Termites and.
Those kinds of bugs. Yeah. Okay.
They just come out of my computer.
I think that's more of a problem with like the building you live in than it is with the game.
I don't live in a building. I live. Whatever. What's the other news you have?
Well, I'm trying to. I'm sorry, but
you
I'm
live
trying
in a
to.
Porta potty.
I'm trying. It's like if I say porta potty, it becomes real. But if I say building, I'm manifesting that this is a building. You know, it feels spacious as soon as I say. As soon as I
you
say
building.
You gotta
put sparkles between the manifesting. Gotta go sparkle.
Like literally just say the word sparkle?
Yeah, it works.
I just...
In a sparkly building. I'm in a sparkle building. Ah! No. Whoa!
Oh, and I just lit some incense and I threw a crystal at the wall. Dude, manifest.
It works, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
My Gemini is rising.
Well, we have... one more bit of news, and this is actually might be one of the biggest bits of news in my opinion, which is Warner Brothers announced that they're putting, I think, like 20 of their movies from 2021, and they're just putting them on HBO Max on the same day that they release, meaning if when Suicide Squad was going to come out, the new one with James Gunn directing, coming out in August, it's coming out on Disney, or on, sorry, not on Disney Plus, on HBO Max on the same day that it releases in theaters.
Oh, sick.
Meaning that...
No money.
No money, yeah. They're, I think it was a bad decision, but it was, it's huge because this means that the cinema industry might be dying soon.
It's not about the money. Goodbye. It's about the art.
It is about the art, but it's...
Define art.
It's like fart, but minus the F.
Good job.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the filmmakers that was actually very disappointed in this news was Christopher Nolan, the director of recently Tenet and Inception and Dark Knight. He said, some of our industry's biggest filmmakers and most important movie stars went to bed the night before thinking they were working for the greatest movie studio and woke up to find that they were working for the worst streaming service.
That's a diss.
That's kind of a diss, but damn. I think it's... My hot take is I think it's all Christopher Nolan's fault anyways, because he announced he was actually pushing to release Tenet in theaters rather than put it on HBO Max or delay it, and as soon as that released, it didn't make any money, and then Warner Brothers was like, okay, we're not making any money by releasing movies in theaters, let's just put them on streaming on HBO Max and get people to sign up, and then the movie industry died.
Wah, wah, wah. Do you think he'll come back after the virus thing that we're having right now?
If these theaters survive long enough, if they make any money, but if not, then hey, we'll all be watching the next Christopher Nolan movie, Interstellar 2, on our phones.
Hell yeah.
Rather than an IMAX screen. Which is the ideal way to watch it. And you know what? My Quibi subscription is still going, even though they should close down the whole service, so if the next Nolan movie comes out on Quibi, I'm 100% watching it.
Oh, you want to get a Quibi? You want to get a Quibi with me? Hi, Rocky.
It's Rocky again.
Hey, you got a Quibi?
Rocky, fucking hell. Okay, we're going to have to move this. We're going to have to move this somewhere else, Kurt.
Let's get a Quibi. You want to get a Quibi?
Nicole, are you all right?
Let's go down to the pool.
That chill pill.
Let's go down to the pool.
That chill pill is really not
you. I think I took double the dose.
You did. You asked for two chill pills, and you shouldn't have taken them.
Quibi!
Okay, we're gonna move this somewhere else.
All right, we'll be back after this ad. You know, we'll be back.
So I guess this podcast has been brought to you by the new
Star Wars.
Yeah, the new Star Wars Gator Sauce show. So we just found out that Disney announced that Gator Sauce is getting a TV show in the Star Wars universe, and it's
Star Wars.
It is being directed by Taika Waititi, I believe. He's directing our new TV show.
Called Star Wars.
Oh, it's pretty
cool. We were actually mandated to have someone say Star Wars every like 10-20 seconds or so.
Star Wars.
Yes, it is. So this show is an adaptation of Gator Sauce.
The fee has run out. Bye.
Oh wow, we have to pay the person to say Star Wars every couple.
Even though we're getting paid for them to have.
So this is a show. Let me put the coins in the machine again. Okay. So this is a show that's set in the Star Wars universe. It's set in the Tatooine, the Cantina.
Star Wars.
There we go. And it's Gator Sauce as you know it, but we're in the Star Wars universe. So, you know, in order to keep people aware that we're in the Star Wars universe, we do have this this thing that says Star Wars all the time.
Star Wars.
It's like kind of like a watermark, but in the recording.
It's also to get people to buy the merch from Star Wars, like toys and shirts and movies.
Toys.
And here's the thing. We got all kinds of guests coming on the show. Everyone, all of your favorite characters in the Star Wars universe are going to be guesting on there. We got Han Solo coming on here. We got Grogu is going to have a little bit of an appearance.
Little baby Grogu.
We're going to have the Mandalorian send in a voicemail message to us so that we can have him on the show too.
We got Mace Windu. We got fucking Ahsoka Tano. We got Jub Jub. We got Cheep Cheep. We got Mr. John Bumbadaba.
Yeah.
We got Clack Clack Clack. And we got R4 Tuta 222.
Here's actually a clip from one of our first episodes. It's actually with Jabba the Hutt. So here we go. Yeah, right? It smells like pussy, doesn't it? Okay, now we're stopping with the blackface jokes, Java. But,
we've moved past that.
Okay, that's not, we're not allowed to say that. We're not allowed to say that at all. Okay, that's not okay. Oh, and that was the clip. That was very interesting.
It's very impressive.
Are we allowed to say that on the show?
I don't speak Huttese, so I don't know what he said.
Yeah. So hey guys, check out the new. It's gonna be on Disney Plus. It's you just gotta look up for the podcast on Disney Plus.
You have to look for it because it won't show up in the algorithm at all.
It won't. And if you don't watch this, we. You know, it would mean a lot to us actually if you don't watch it.
Well, if you don't watch it, they're gonna cut off our fingers and put them in the time capsule to keep a certain individual alive. You know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Wink, wink.
So, guys, Disney Plus, check it out. They own Hulu. They own ESPN. They own Fox. They own us now.
The world.
They own this. The world coming up. But yeah, check it out. It's called what's it called again? I have to put my coins in the slot machine.
Star Wars.
There we go. Star Wars Gator Sauce.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're like in a different place in London. And you know what? There's no like bums peeing in piles of coal and children throwing bricks and shit at each other. I'm not afraid anymore.
Yeah, the children here throw dirt.
Yeah, they throw dirt. It's much classier.
Instead of smelling like period blood, it just smells like regular blood.
Yeah, you know, it's nice. It's bougie for its time. I'm really happy with where you are right now. But you know what, guys? I'm feeling like learning to, getting inside. You know, there's a building right here. You know, it's I want to go into a building with some air conditioning and some.
Does air conditioning even exist nowadays?
I was looking into some history, and it says the air conditioner was first invented in the pre-Polish embassy. That's the embassy before Poland existed again.
So it's the Polish embassy, but Poland doesn't exist yet, so it's the pre-Polish
embassy?
Yeah,
planning on Poland.
Yeah.
They're planning on Poland.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they're waiting for Poland to happen, which it will, which is nice. You know, see, they were thinking ahead. They are innovators, the Polish, I tell you. They can't change a light bulb.
I love the Polish.
They can't change a light bulb, but they sure as fuck can innovate. Am I right?
Yeah, by the way, I was going to say, we need to get that light bulb changed in the porta potty, because I'm not doing it because it constantly smells like shit, and I don't think you can do it.
I cannot.
So, Nicole, would you mind getting that wrench out and helping me out with that?
No, you guys are gonna get points taken off for this.
Really? For the why?
How many seconds can you change the light bulbs in?
How many seconds can I change the light bulb in?
I don't know. Here's a fun game. While I go into the pre-Polish embassy, because I'm the only Polish one here, you guys go fix the light bulb and make it a game. How quickly can you fix it? See, Gabe, you love games. Gabe, you love
games. That's pretty
funny. Gabe, you love games.
Wait, are you Polish?
Did he assume that?
He did assume. Oh, Kurt, you assume she's not Polish. Fuck, is that another strike? Is that we get a strike back, don't we?
Let me think about it.
Please don't.
Shit,
don't.
We're still being audited. Please I forgot don't. About that.
Wait, it's arbitrary? It's like you just decide?
No, I gotta Google it.
You have to Google it. Can you Google if you're Polish, too? Because I...
Let me see. Am I Polish? It's loading. You guys have bad internet in here.
Well, it is the 1890s. Yeah. The fact that we're even getting internet is a huge miracle.
I'm not Polish.
Polish. Oh.
Can't take even points off that.
Boom, see?
Okay, wow. So we're good. We still got only one strike. So yeah, we'll go fix the porta potty light. I bet I can fix it faster than you.
Let's go.
All right, so I'm going to waltz on in here. Hello, front deskman. I'm a fellow Polish man. What's up? Hey, Poland. It's pretty cool. Not real yet. Hey, welcome to Polish headquarters, pre-Poland.
Excuse me, sir.
Hey, what's up? I was talking to this desk guy.
Yeah, I saw you talking to that guest guy. But would you happen to be from the future?
Why, yes. And you know what? Here, hold on. Hold that thought real quick. Guys, I think we got a shuckster on their hands. Let's get him on the podcast. Hey, do you got here? Sit down right here.
You just turn to the side there and send that to the wall.
It's, what is he setting up right now? What is this device?
So this...
It's a microphone.
Yes, yeah, so this is a microphone because it clearly states it on the side of it because I label
Wait,
everything.
How do you know that, Sherlock?
He just said it that it was on the side.
No. How do you know that, Sherlock?
Okay, you want to know how I do it? The dust on his shirt can only be found in a specific area in America, specifically the northwestern part of America. But his hat is not actually a hat. It says headphones on it. So I would assume that it's from the future, and that's how I knew that.
I can't gasp anymore. That's my last dare.
Hello, my name is Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, so I guess he's
the world's greatest detective.
So I guess he's our guest now. This is Sherlock Holmes, the greatest detective.
Have you signed a contract?
A contrast?
Like...
A contract.
Watson, lay off the booze for a second and just try to follow me for a bit.
I am a doctor, sir.
Yeah, a doctor with
12... This is Dr. John Watson.
Yeah, and there's like bottles of gin falling out of his pockets and... Jeez. Hello, Watson. Welcome to this podcast. It's like the newspaper,
Excuse
but like...
Me.
Like you can microphone.
Hi, I'm Watson. But you know what? These are IVs and not beer bottles.
He's been helping me with my problem, weaning me off of the cocaine and the morphine.
Wait, you want to be weaned off of that?
Well, you know, what we're doing is we're actually combining the two, and we're trying to pour alcohol in there, and we're hoping that the alcohol will evaporate the morphine just enough to get the purity level at the maximum point without killing me.
As I learned in med school, if you're an alcoholic, you can't be a heroin addict.
That is true. That is 100% true. If you're an alcoholic, you cannot be a heroin addict.
Oh, wow. God damn. All right. Sweet. God, I didn't know that. Man, you guys are so smart from the 1890s. Yeah. Wow. Okay, cool. Hey, so I have a pre-written set of questions given to me by my producer that I'm supposed to ask all guests. The first one is... Have you found the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
It sounds like you're reading off a script.
Yeah.
He is reading off a script. This is a podcast, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, just do the thing. Do the thing.
Have you found... you found...
I'll tell you how I knew that this was a podcast. So, you see... You see the way that he's sitting, right? You see how the way that his legs are crossed?
That's a normal sitting position.
No.
As the med school books say.
No, that's not a regular sitting position, Watson. Look closer. The way he's crossing his legs, he's used to sitting in an ergonomic chair. Now, again, this is something that will be invented in several years to come. I've written 3 books about it. He sits in an ergonomic chair, but he leans forward. Now, why would he lean forward if he's sitting in a reclining chair? It's because there's a microphone in front of him. Of course, Watson! Of course!
You are the smartest man I've ever met.
So, I guess second...
I am so hard right now.
Second question that I have for you is, what do you think will happen to you when you die?
Wait, did he answer the first question?
No, I was just going to skip past it, because, you know... Okay. Sometimes you gotta let someone's ego play it out, you know? I bet you
can. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, ego? The front desk guy.
It's a future word.
No, it's the front desk guy. That's Victor Ego. But yeah, whatever.
Oh, I thought you were referring to Kurt Russell.
Also, yes. Third question, then, is when the kingdom of heaven comes to earth, are you ready and prepared to accept your fate as a follower of Christ?
So I've been on the tail of this ancient ruby from 14th century China. And now the ruby disappeared 3 days ago from the museum in London.
Wait, is that the...
You have the ruby! Oh my god,
no.
You found the ruby, Watson!
That's a nice rock you have there.
How did you find the ruby? I've been working 8 months on this case.
I just looked straight.
You just look. Oh, yeah, there it is. It's just.
There
it's
it a, is.
It's on a display. It says the ruby from China. I guess they found it.
Well, it says the ruby from China belonging to Poland when Poland becomes a country. That's a really convoluted title. Like, you see that? See that? It's like.
The case is solved, Watson!
Can we erase some of that?
Can you stick me with the IV needle? Case solved.
Another IV.
Oh!
Press it into the vein.
Oh!
Did you feel that? I feel good right now.
Oh, God.
Hey, ask Watson some medical questions.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the fourth question is...
Four.
Eight. When the end times arrive, are you ready to call your family and friends together to join you for your new space planet with Jehovah Witness Mormonism?
I'm gonna intervene on this one. Is this a real show? Is this an actual podcast? Is this a Christian podcast?
Oh no! I'm reading the wrong script. I'm sorry. Here, you know what? We'll go. Fuck it. We're going off script. Do you know where the left ventricle is? Because that's a medical question.
I've asked Watson where the left ventricle is 3 times.
Well,
you're gonna love this.
It's actually in the liver. So
liver.
If you drink too much alcohol.
I hardly even know her. Sorry. Go on.
Wow.
No, you don't say. Would you say wow to him? Wasn't that impressive?
No, I was saying wow to you, Sherlock.
You were saying wow to me.
Yes.
Why?
I can't believe you thought that thought.
That you didn't know what I was thinking. You're just playing it up, Watson. You're just trying to make me feel better. You think this man is more clever than me? You think he's smarter than me?
I do not. I am paid to think you're smart.
You're paid?
I don't know about that. Hey,
wait. This sounds like a scandal here. Are you being paid to be his friend?
Well, actually, no.
Whew, that solves it. Look. I'm the world's greatest detective. Ask me literally anything, and I will give you the right answer.
Why did the CIA try and kill Bob Marley?
The
CIA does not exist yet.
Wait, how do you know that? How do you even know what I'm talking
about? My God, Watson, how did you know that?
Okay, question for you. Is Queen Victoria a lesbian?
Yes. Yes, she is.
How do you know that?
You do not even know what sex is, Sherlock.
She has a rainbow-colored flag on her wall. I can tell from the reflection that it casts on Big Ben.
Wait. I want to go back to Watson's thing. You don't know what sex is?
Ask Sherlock what sex is.
Sherlock, what's sex?
Well, here's the thing. Watson is a virgin, right? He literally gives zero fucks, if you know what I mean. But...
That's how you know he's a virgin.
Yes.
I'm confused. Which one of you...
Sex is when a man loves another man so much that he is willing to bend over and accept whatever fate is dealt to him with complete and utter loyalty. Right, Watson?
Right.
That is what sex is.
I am bending down now.
Oh! Whoa, guys, whoa. Okay, break.
Not now.
Hey, this podcast right here is very friendly to guys who, you know, do the sex to each other. You know, hey, we're cool with it, man. Hey, you know, Sherlock, Watson.
Yes, of course, you are a homosexual, aren't you not?
Yeah, how do you know?
There we go! Finally! Okay, how do I know that? Oh, how do I know that? I can smell your dick from up here.
I mean, I haven't washed that thing in like 12 years, so... It's the...
12 and a half.
Whoa, yeah, you're actually right. Damn, okay. Fuck.
Watson, do the fucking... Why am I paying... I mean, why are you here?
I'm just writing the storybooks for the kids.
But also your gay lovers.
Watson's also my biographer.
Gay lovers, biographer, doctor. What else does Watson do? Watson, the man of all fucking trades. Look at you, Watson.
Hey, he's not that great. I think if anything, he's riding on my coattails and I'm the one leading it.
You just say smart things.
Is that not right, Watson? You're my ward.
Well, it's just the IV talking.
It's not the IV. He's my sidekick. He's my sidekick.
I think you're...
I'm the main kick.
Yeah, I agree with Watson. I think Watson's the main kick. You know, Sherlock, what are your credentials?
Sherlock, you would be nothing if I didn't write this storybook for the kids.
Yeah, see, look, you're just doing bags of IV, trying to wean off drugs, and all you do is say smart things, even though they're completely obvious.
It's not completely obvious. How could I? It wasn't obvious that you were from the future, except to me. The world's
greatest. He's wearing a badge that says I'm from the future.
He is wearing a badge that says I'm from the future, but I did not factor that in when I was making my deduction, actually.
And my dick? I mean, like, everybody knows what dick smells like.
That's okay. Well, I also knew because.
You're fucking gay!
Okay, it takes one to know one. It does take one to know one, but I am not gay. I am oh, shit. Watson, what are you doing?
I quit.
You quit?
I'm not getting paid 10 cents an hour for this anymore.
I'll bring it up to 11. 11 cents an hour.
Fine.
Yeah, I knew it, Watson. You're my own chum. You'll never leave me, will you?
That's.
I love you, Sherlock.
I love you too, Watson.
Well, that's pretty gay. And you know what, guys? That was a great interview, but you know what, Sherlock? The lesson here is, don't use drywall nails for projects involving. Oh no, that's the wrong script again. The lesson here is to love one another like you love yourself, and that's the golden rule, baby. Yeah. Also wrong script.
We call it the potato rule here.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the Irish. They. Gold, potatoes, same thing, right? So, yeah.
Is this the end of our interview?
Yeah, this is the end of the interview.
Can I go now? This was a huge waste of time, and now I have to pay Watson.
No, you found the ruby. You got to feel what AC is like, you know?
I did find the ruby, and I do get to go home and enjoy some more heroin mixed with cocaine mixed with alcohol.
Yeah,
so I am.
And you know what? You're accepting now that you're gay or whatever. That's pretty neat.
I am not a homosexual. I just like to do.
Fuck me.
Oh, you know I do, Watson.
All right, so you know what, guys? I'm gonna leave. Bye, you two. Bye, Eagle.
Bye. The game is afoot, Watson. Let's go.
Let's go.
I thought that was a weird thing for them to say. The game's afoot. Isn't the game a game? All right. Well, you know, bye, Eagle. Goodbye. And hey, Gabe. Nickel, hey guys, how's the?
Ah, fuck you. Okay, so we
left us in the car forever.
It's a porta potty. It's not a car. And you just because you're trying to, she's been trying to drive the porta potty for like the last hour. I think it's the beer's getting.
And the chill pills.
But also, she changed that light bulb really fast.
Damn.
Like she pulled out the wrench.
I didn't even have another plaque.
I blinked. She tapped the light bulb and it was changed.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That
was very impressive.
The Polish could never, am I right?
Yeah. Wow. But, hey, I mean, that was... Did you have a good time in the embassy? Was it... Did you meet anyone interesting?
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes is gay.
Wait, you mean Sherlock Holmes is real?
Yeah.
I thought he was a book character. Wow, That's very interesting.
Did you meet Watson? Oh. He's my favorite.
Yeah, Watson's kind of a...
You like Watson more?
Yeah, Watson, I met him there. He's also gay. But, you know, Sherlock...
He's also gay?
Yeah, Sherlock's kind of an asshole who is kind of an idiot. He just says things.
We knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense. I've seen the Benedict Cumberbatch show. It's he's kind of an asshole.
Yeah, you know, I liked Watson. He seemed pretty cool. A little bit too codependent, you know, if you know what I mean.
Really? We met Jack the Ripper.
Oh, cool. How'd that
go? It turns out he was actually, yeah, he tried to stab me, as predicted.
Oh.
But I saved him.
She saved my life.
Wait, he only...
As what?
He only killed a... Were you dressed as a hooker again?
Okay, I'm not dressed as a hooker. It's just a very big shirt. And the fact that you can see my ass is not... I didn't play.
What about the fishnet? Like?
Yeah, how did
That's because it was... That's because it's. I want to get this cool tan pattern.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you know what, guys? You know, how about we get back to the porta-potty? You know, get ready to head back and review our beer,
yeah, that
you know?
Sounds like a safe space.
Okay, a safe space? Mm-hmm. Is that what you're all about?
Yeah, safe space.
Okay, well, let's get into the porta-potty. Do you want to cut to a commercial break?
And we'll see you in a bit after this commercial break. That was my commercial voice. Hello, it was me. I'm Tim Burton. I'm doing an ad for a new place to go. You know, do you have one or more felonies on your hands? Come on down to our new prison island. It's called Australia. We got lots of things going on here. It's like Africa, but different, you know?
It's like Africa, but different. That's what we like to call it. Hi,
My name is James. I'm the king of Australia. Here we got things that are kind of like rabbits, right? But they're a lot bigger, and they got pouches. And we also have these things called crocodiles, and they got big teeth.
They're kind of like rabbits.
Dinosaurs, but a lot lazier.
They're kind of like rabbits, too, you know?
They're a lot like rabbits in terms of they eat things.
Yeah, they eat things, and they hop around sometimes if you get them real mad. We also got other things.
And we also have koalas. They're like tiny bears, but they explode when you set them on fire.
And they're also kind of like rabbits. They climb trees.
They are like rabbits. I guess everything in Australia. We have spiders too. They're like rabbits, but with more legs.
Yeah, they're like rabbits with more legs. If you ever have any more free time, come on down to Australia. We got plenty of things. We got burgers. We got beets. We got Battlestar Galactica. What is that? What's a Battlestar Galactica? What is Battlestar Galactica doing? What is that?
And unlimited rapes.
Oh, unlimited rapes. Come on down.
Sorry, I was reading the ad copy wrong. It said unlimited grapes.
Oh, and also sheep.
Unlimited grapes, but hey, if you're coming to Australia, odds are you probably already committed a rape. So just have fun.
Just come on down. You're a criminal. You might have some fun. Go surfing. See a great white. Get bit by a spider. Come on down. Australia. Border tourism. Love it.
Womp 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 womp. Okay, so I guess the time machines are ready to go. We're pretty much done. I think I'm done with this time period, to be honest. It's
not as exciting as
I thought.
I don't know if there's any joke material we can, squeeze out of this anymore,
It's just kind of depressing and, again, very foggy and grimy.
Potatoes everywhere.
Please,
it's not even like fries.
Can I have some more?
Some orphans everywhere.
Some fucking orphans. Hey, fuck off, you asshole.
Yeah, fuck off and pull yourself
go
up.
Go get a job. Yeah. How about you go get a job? You're like 3. You're old enough to work.
And you actually have bootstraps. Pull yourself up by them, you little shit.
Exactly.
Oh, look, it's Karl Marx.
Fuck them kids. Karl Marx.
Oh, yeah, see him?
There he is. He's just, what is he doing here?
Well, actually, him and Engels are writing, right now they're writing an essay about how filthy and disgusting London is.
Ah.
Seems about right. I agree with him.
So, guys, this has been Gator Sauce for the most part, except for the parts that weren't Gator Sauce. And you can usually tell because the parts that weren't Gator Sauce were just a little less entertaining than the parts that were Gator Sauce.
Yeah, this is a podcast, guys. And on this podcast, what we do is we drink beers and, we're coming to that segment of the show where we review them.
And usually, the way we do it on the show, at least, is... we have this thing called the finger scale. Now, Nicole, I'm sure before you came on the show, you listened back and you're aware of how it works. We rate it based on hand gesture. And I'll start, I guess. For me, I thought that Dos Equis was actually pretty good. It was, like you mentioned earlier, it's a cerveza, but I think it's better than, Corona or Sol or, most cervezas out there. And there's a good full taste, better than Modelo. I would definitely drink it again next time I'm craving a cerveza.
Oh, yeah.
So for my finger scale rating, what I'm going to do is I'm gonna do a gun gesture with my hand.
Just the one finger, not the two-finger gun.
Just the one finger.
Thumb gun. Up, I'm doing a one-finger one gun. One pointer finger out.
Yes, but the thing is, what you don't know is you think I'm doing the hand gesture for the gun, but really I have a rubber band tied around my fingers. And as soon as I dislodge this pinky, boom, you're shot with a rubber band right in your face.
Ow, fuck,
that's
Gabe.
That's to symbolize, you good?
Yeah,
you guys really want to lose another check over this? Killing people in your show?
I didn't kill, it was a rubber band.
It's a rubber band.
Hey, it was a rubber band.
Hey, and you know,
fuck this.
You know what? What's your fucking audit about? Like, did we win our show back? What's the deal with that, person?
Well... the deal is, I have good news and bad news. Which one do you guys want to know first?
Yeah,
I mean, I guess...
No, I'll tell you the good news first.
Okay.
The good news is... drumrolls, please. Try better next time.
Try better next time?
Mm-hmm.
Is that for the podcast or is that the drum roll?
No. That was for the drum roll. Oh. So, the good news is... you guys get to keep your show.
Wow!
Fuck yeah!
Yes.
Boop.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, mother. Boo.
Yes, we celebrated.
Hell, okay. Fucking.
That's not even, we didn't have to get to the bad news. I think we're good with the good news.
No.
Right, Kurt? We're good with the good news. No need
Hell
for the bad
yeah,
news.
Brother. Look at this. Boo. We're doing it, man. Boo.
Okay, fine. I'll email you guys the bad news.
You'll email. Oh, and I just got a notification for the bad news. The bad news says, you want to read it since you sent it to us?
He doesn't know how to read.
I have
glasses on. You fucking read it. She's great. It says, you guys get to keep the podcast. Congratulations. Let me scroll down.
Mm-hmm.
Let me keep scrolling.
Don't forget to open the document.
Yeah, I gotta open the document. Okay, and it says, wait, where's she going?
Whoa,
oh my
whoa.
God. She's going towards the time machine. Holy shit.
Oh shit.
Hey,
run,
get
run,
back.
Run. Press the button. Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Oh no, wait, no. The time machine. Jesus Christ.
Good thing I have my trusty
we
javelin in my pants.
Did you? You know. Oh, he threw a javelin.
Cut the javelin!
So you cut the javelin in midair! This is crazy!
Gabe, do you have...
Jeez!
Boop, boop, boop! Dee, government property! Da, 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 da!
She's government... Wait, what?
Wait, what's that noise? Is that... Oh my god!
That's not the time machine, because the time machine doesn't...
Oh my god!
Yeah, that was...
No, that's a Russian time machine! Oh no, Gabe. Gabe. I think it's Chekhov.
You motherfuckers thought you could escape Chekhov! Well, Chekhov never loses! Yeah!
Get into cover!
Oh, shit!
Oh!
So Gabe, what? Okay. Fuck, Ooh. we gotta get the time machine back or something? How are we gonna get to it?
I think she stole the time machine and now fucking Chekhov is. I think he's gone.
Fuck, are we just trapped here? No, wait.
Are we trapped in the... This is the worst time period to be trapped in my opinion. This, we could have... Ah, motherfucker.
Shit.
This is the second time someone takes our time machine. I feel like we should have better precautions.
All right, well, we're going to have to resolve this in the next episode, I'm sure.
You think we're going to have to wait 2 weeks to resolve this?
Yeah, which is fine.
Maybe we'll do, like, another one next week. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll get jobs, you know, or something, coal mining. I never did my finger scale of the beer, by the way.
Yeah, and neither did Nicole, but she luckily her email has her finger. She actually left a voice message in the email.
What does it say?
Let me play it right here.
G R for government property. I stole your time machine, bitch.
That's weird.
It
must be GP, not GR.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. Government's weird.
Oh, she sent me a picture. She's doing a G with her hands and then an R with the other one. And then she has a sign underneath that says government property. But again, GR would not be government property. It would be GP.
You know
I
what?
I don't know what she's trying to do here.
Ding, 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 ding.
What was that?
Let me open this. She sent me another voice message. Let me play it.
So, it looks like I misspelled it because you know what? You gave me a chill pill and a beer, so fuck you.
Oh wow,
she's retconning herself.
That was aggressive. She's the one who's supposed to be auditing us.
Yeah, damn. All right. Well, you know what? I guess that I don't know what that means for our beer, but I'll do my finger scale now. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna display my hands like the entire state or the entire country of Mexico. So my hands look like Mexico right now.
It does look like Mexico. Yeah. I actually thought you were holding up a map for a second, but then I realized it was just your hands.
Yeah, my hand. You know what? I feel like this beer exemplifies the bold and rich taste of the country of Mexico, and it's pretty good. It's still my favorite cerveza out of all of them. I would pick this over any of them, even though it's a little bit more expensive. It's bold, full-bodied, and, you know, it's nice. It's nice. It doesn't need a lime to make it taste good, although a lime would be good.
Yeah, a lime would be good now. And unfortunately, I don't think they sell limes in 18th or 19th century London. So
the only limes that they sell is limeys, and that is small British children on the black market. Ayo.
You think we could get a small British child? I mean, we could if we got a small British child, that would I think that would be an intern. I think we could technically call them our intern.
Damn, if they could edit the podcast, that'd be amazing.
You think we could get them to edit the podcast? We just got to teach them how technology works, but
yeah. Well, you know what? Kids learn fast, and you know, Gabe, I think it's that time.
It is that time, and unfortunately for us now, time is actually a big deal because we don't have unlimited time.
Or a charger,
guys.
So,
yeah, or a charger. Fuck, my phone's gonna die. Say, so before my phone dies,
plugs.
And I lose the internet. Plugs. Hey, guys, thanks for listening. If you want to follow us on social media, just search @SauceGator on Instagram or Twitter and on Facebook too. We just started a Facebook page too.
What?
So go check that out. And you could check me out at GasVia on Twitter or Instagram. Then
Bing, 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 bing.
We have our guest.
Oh, sorry. Nicole sent me a voice message here.
Yep. Guest, Nicole. Thank you for being on the show.
Let me play your
but
voice.
Here's her voicemail for her plug. Your plug?
Let's see.
At Nicole Sabrino. Steal your government property, bitch.
I think it's just, wow. Yep. That's it. You can follow her, I believe, on both Instagram and Twitter. And then you can follow me at Kurt_Duh_Hurt on both Insta and Twitter. And yeah, you know what? Good night, New York, and good night, London.
And good morning, Atlanta.